Arsene Wenger proposes change to offside rule, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-07T11:44:57.496Z, description colon Arsene Wenger proposes a change to the offside rule that would mean attackers are onside if any part of their body is in line with the last outfield defender, dot. Wenger proposes daylight change to offside rule, image source, BBC Sport image caption, Inter Milan's Henrik Mkhitaryan, in white, was ruled offside by a toe in last week's Champions League semi-final first leg against Barcelona, Tom Mallow's BBC Sport journalist, published, May 7, 2025, 10:55 BST, 1,378 comments, updated 3 hours ago. Former Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has proposed a change to the offside rule that would mean attackers are onside if any part of their body is in line with the last outfield defender. Wenger, head of global development at world governing body FIFA, said it would restore an advantage to the attacker that many feel was eroded by the introduction of the video assistant referee, VAR. Players are currently ruled offside if any part of the body, apart from hands and arms, is beyond the last defender. Wenger compared the suggested change to a similar move taken after the 1990 World Cup. Before and during that tournament, a player was considered offside if he was level with the last defender before the goalkeeper. There were an average of 2.21 goals per match in 1990, the lowest in World Cup history. It was in 1990 after the World Cup in Italy when there were no goals scored, Wenger told Bein Sports, recalling the rule change. We decided that there is no offside anymore when you are on the same line of the defender. In case of doubt, the doubt benefits the striker. That means when there's a fraction, the striker did get the advantage. With VAR this advantage disappeared and for many people it's frustrating. Trials of the system have taken place in Italian youth football, and Wenger said further trials will happen before a final decision, which could come in 2026. Any change to the offside rule rests with the sports lawmakers, the International Football Association Board, IFAB. IFAB agreed to further trials, conducted by FIFA, at its annual general meeting in March. It says the aim of the trials is to see whether they foster attacking football and encouraging goal-scoring opportunities while maintaining the game's attractiveness. Any potential rule change would only come after consultation with football stakeholders and advice from IFAB's football and technical advisory panels. Those panels include experienced members from the football world such as former players and referees. The Premier League, Champions League, and other major European leagues currently use semi-automated technology when a tight offside decision goes to a VAR review, explainer, semi-automated offsides start in Premier League, published April 12, bespoke cameras monitor a variety of key elements that determine whether an attacking player's body was beyond the last defender at the exact time the ball was played. The technology was first used in elite-level football in England in the FA Cup in February, before being adopted by the Premier League in April. As well as changes to the offside law, the modern backpass rule and 3 points for a win as the global standard came in following the 1990 World Cup in an effort to encourage attacking play. There were an average of 2.71 goals per match at the 1994 World Cup. What information do we collect from this quiz? Related topics. Football, more on this story, listen to the latest Football Daily podcast, get football news sent straight to your phone, published January 31, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 1378, top stories, Wenger proposes daylight change to offside rule, published 3 hours ago, 4 ways Arteta can mastermind Arsenal comeback v PSG, published 9 hours ago, World Cup can be incentive for Russia to end war, published 6 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Joe Biden's first interview since leaving office, a story of love, loss, and hope in the face of disaster, classic sitcom starring Paul Eddington and Nigel Hawthorne, comedy drama about a deviser of magic, tricks, and puzzling murders. Elsewhere in sport, a liability, the aura and a phenomenon, the big lion's calls, where does Inter v Barca rank among best ever semi-finals, in pictures, sporting photos of the week, stunning stats and Ronaldo behavior, is Yamal cut out to rival Messi, fatal supersport crash, what happened and what next, two concussions in a month was scary and it's why I'm retiring, who has made Troy's Premier League team of the week, is the risk that Mercedes took with Antonelli paying off, trailblazer Zhao set to take snooker to another level in China, calamity keeper or human wall, which Donnarumma will Arsenal face, Zhao beats Williams in historic final, highlights. Video Zhao beats Williams in historic final, highlights, Alexander-Arnold leaves as modern Liverpool great, but fans will feel hurt, Scheffler and DeChambeau wins further raise US PGA excitement levels, match-fixing scandal to crucible champion, fall and rise of Zhao, we need to take a look at ourselves, Arsenal stalling at wrong time, ask me anything, the new BBC Sports Service designed to serve you, Bayern's James Bond. How Kane clinched his first trophy, how absolutely outstanding Palmer destroyed Liverpool. Video how absolutely outstanding Palmer destroyed Liverpool, Saints punch favourites Leinster in game for the ages, Vardy the best £1 million ever spent, Shearer. Video Vardy the best £1 million ever spent, Shearer, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth audio video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____.